Time to take a look at your letters. Last week we heard a story by reporter Deborah Amos about Iraq's first female police officers. That story prompted Carlene Gonder of Wyoming to write, "E-how!" Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. "I'm a female law enforcement officer and I sometimes grouse at my own difficulties working in a male-dominated realm. This excellent report certainly placed my own trials and tribulations in a hugely broader perspective. Those Iraqi women police officers are an inspiration." Listener Daryl Junk from the Internet was inspired by our commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss. Mr. Junk wrote, "It's time for all friends to rejoice and stand up and shout with one voice. Great honor and fame pour down on his name, though no one knows how to say Seuss." Mr. Junk is correct. Theodore Geisel's pen name is his mother's maiden name. She was German and pronounced it Seuss. He didn't mind that Americans called him Seuss, though, because it conveniently rhymed with Mother Goose. Our interview with amateur astronomer Jay McNeil about the nebula he recently discovered moved Dana Franks in Seattle. The part of your story that really choked me up was his sharing that he'd never had the opportunity to go to college, even though he would love to get a degree and do astronomy professionally. Somebody, give that man a scholarship, and while you're at it, pay his living expenses. The university that hosts him can only be enhanced by his presence, and every penny invested would be returned in equal measures of gold. Finally, a correction. NPR reporter Allison Aubrey filed a piece last Saturday about a debate over immigration policy within the ranks of the Sierra Club. Many listeners on the East Coast and in the Central time zone heard us introduce the story, saying that a civil rights group mailed an urgent election bulletin to Sierra Club members. We were wrong. Allison called to correct it. The Sierra Club Board of Directors sent out the bulletin. You can email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.